AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. The House voted to approve forcing the Justice Department to publicly release its files on the late financier Jeffrey Epstein. He killed himself in a Manhattan jail while awaiting trial in 2019 on charges he sexually abused and trafficked underage girls. Annie Farmer was one of Epstein's victims.
This is not an issue of a few corrupt Democrats or a few corrupt Republicans. This is a case of institutional betrayal. Because these crimes were not properly investigated, so many more girls and women were harmed.
A separate investigation conducted by the House Oversight Committee released thousands of pages of emails and other documents from Epstein's estate showing his connection to global leaders, Wall Street power brokers, influential political figures, and President Trump himself. The president says the friendship ended long before Epstein died. President Trump gave Saudi Arabia's de facto ruler a warm welcome. The AP Sagar Magani has the story.
It was Crown Prince Mohammed bin Salman's first visit since the 2018 killing of Washington Post journalist Jamal Khashoggi, an operation U.S. intelligence says the prince likely ordered. He denies it, and in the Oval Office.
A lot of people didn't like that gentleman that you're talking about. Whether you like him or didn't like him, things happen.
President said he's proud of the prince.
He's done a phenomenal job.
Without offering details, 7 years after Khashoggi's killing sent U.S.-Saudi relations reeling, the president sees the kingdom as a key player in reshaping the Middle East. The two men announced billions of dollars in deals hours before an East Room dinner honoring the prince. Sagar Magani, Washington.
A panel of three federal judges blocked Texas from using a new congressional map that Republicans drew in hopes of picking up 5 House seats. The 2-1 ruling was a blow to President Trump's efforts to have states draw more favorable maps ahead of the 2026 midterms. This is AP News. The AP's Marcela Sanchez reports on a major opioid settlement.
A federal bankruptcy court judge formally approved a settlement for Purdue Pharma, the maker of OxyContin. The plan addresses thousands of lawsuits over the harms of opioids. The deal would require members of the Sackler family who own the company to contribute up to $7 billion over 15 years and give up ownership of Purdue. Most of the funds would be distributed to state, local, and Native Americans to fight the opioid crisis. About $850 million of that would go to individual victims. People with addiction and survivors of those who died must prove they were prescribed OxyContin to participate. This latest plan allows lawsuits against the Sackler family by those who don't opt into the deal. That change was key to getting this new version approved in the aftermath of the Supreme Court's ruling last year. I'm Marcela Sanchez.
I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.